200 years ago, more than that really, when the U.S. of A. vowed to go it alone from King George and embrace democracy and freedom, the world has been asking the question about every 4 years.
What comes next? You've been freed. Do you know how hard it is to lead? You're on your own. Awesome. Wow. Do you have a clue what happens now?
I know I still have to win the nomination. I'm working hard every day to do that.
Now, I got to tell you, I paid for this because I operated in obscurity for the entire time.
We win caucuses and primaries when the voter turnout is high.
Lion Ted Cruz talked about New York values with anger and really hatred.
I look forward to beating whichever socialist wins the Democratic nomination.
Well, it's the New York primary, the main event right now in the 2016 presidential contest. The candidates have spoken. We take you now to the streets of New York, where liberty is playing itself out in the grand narrative of democracy. From the chilly northern ice of Watertown, New York, I am voting for Donald Trump, one of you says in the primary. Since I'm registered Republican, I want either Trump or Sanders to be elected, preferably Sanders, because either candidate is going to turn the two-party system upside down.
Oceans rise, empires fall. It's much harder when it's on your call. All alone across the sea, when your people say they hate you. Don't come crawling back to me.
I'm voting for Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's the most qualified candidate in my lifetime. She cares, she's compassionate, she's practical, she has the experience to get the job done.
I am voting for Bernie Sanders. He has kept Hillary Clinton honest, as much as any politician in this climate can be, and he's forced her to answer questions, or dodge them at least, that she would have avoided otherwise.
New York State is used to being important in the Revolutionary War, in the economy. It's the big prize in the delegates right now and relevant for both parties for the first time since the bicentennial in the days of Gerry Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Scoop Jackson, when Donald Trump was just starting out.
His message is very powerful, which is he's saying, take care of our country while we can. Impose limits on people when they come in here, have them respect the laws, just like my parents did when they first came to this country. Otherwise, we have a chaotic society. You have to have rules that you follow.
I want to be like Donald Trump. I want to be successful. I want a helicopter. I don't want socialism.
Deer Park, New York. Bernie, I'm voting for Bernie, but evidently I changed party affiliation 7 days too late. How do I know who I've decided to vote for by October 2015? I've been locked out of this primary. Why is there a law like that? Two-party system, babe. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Got to be in a party in the New York primary.
I would like to partake in the primaries in New York City, but I don't get to because I'm a registered independent, and New York's closed primary leaves me without a voice.
We complain about our democracy and our candidates and how difficult we often make voting, but would we ever have it any other way? Would we trade it all away for another shot being ruled by King George?
This time, I'm still in a state of cerebral quagmire. Now, while Hillary represents the establishment and Bernie represents a breath of fresh air, in my eyes, the question is, does Bernie have the chutzpah to stand up to the Putins of the world? Can he be strong enough to be a leader on the world stage? On the other hand, can I trust Hillary to do the right thing?
That poor man, they're going to eat him alive. President
John Kasich,
Hillary Clinton,
Ted Cruz,
Bernie Sanders,
Donald Trump.
Good luck.
New York primary all day long. Don't forget to vote. Come on, people, let's show them how it's done.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.